If you feel like that the agent broker is not shooting straight with you, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bypass the real estate agent broker who has the listing on the house, and we're going to reach out and contact the directors, make an offer to purchase the Historical Society.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast, where our goal, okay, is to help you get 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely and quickly in 3 to 5 years, even while working your full-time job or even with your job. So today's episode, we're going to have fun. And in today's episode, it's going to be a case study. This is a result of a coaching call that I did probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And this is fun. It's creative. And it's an advanced buying tactic. Okay. So I got to tell a little bit about the foundation, about how the story builds. And then you're going to love the end result here. Okay. And what's really cool about this, you've heard of think outside the box. Well, that's what this is all about. And this is one example of that, of being super duper creative, sharp, advanced investors, smarter than the average bear, and better than all your competition mom and pop investors. So let's start off this. I'm not going to use any names to protect the innocent, okay? But I am going to give you an overview of it. So here's what we got. I got one of my 20-year investor students that's been using Mike Butler's system for 20 years. He finds or discovers an adjacent town that there's a house for sale, and the house is listed with a real estate broker agent who's not, let's see, doesn't shoot straight all the time. Okay. He'll do backdoor deals. He'll do deals under the table and things like that. And my investor student doesn't like that. He knows the games that he plays, and it's very frustrating. And so he thinks that he gets blackballed on some deals and he doesn't present his offers. Well, that's against the law. I don't know about what to do in that, in those particular situations. So anyway, super successful investor. So he's got this house that he finds out that's up for sale, and he wants to do some short-term rentals with it. And it happens to be a, what he calls like an old Victorian style home, maybe 2-story, 3-story thing, which I run away from. Okay. Because I just don't want that. I think they're high maintenance and problems and all, but he and his wife love those kind of homes. So they go to the open house, they look at it and fall in love with it. And I can't remember what the price was that they wanted, but it was listed. He didn't like the price. So he made them an offer of less than that. And his fear was that this real estate agent broker was not going to present it to the owner. So we got to rooting and digging, doing some due diligence during our coaching call there, and found out who the owner of the property was. Well, the owner of the property is the Historical Society of that town. And so they wanted to sell that property. Who knows why, but the Historical Society wanted to sell this property for whatever reason. So he doesn't trust the broker agent. So I tell our coaching student, I said, let's see what else this Historical Society owns. Well, guess what? We did a search on it. They don't own anything else, just that one house. They don't even own their office. Yeah, it's a nonprofit, and I don't know, 501c3 or something like that. And we found out who the organizers were and the go-to person for the nonprofit. And so I'm thinking about it. And his wife is really loves this property. Yeah, it needs some work, needs some updating and all. And she really liked it. And so I'm like, okay, so he wants to make happy wife, happy life. And so I'm chewing on it just like I am right now. And so I'm thinking, okay, so let's see, what else does this Historical Society own? They don't own anything else, just that one house. So why do they want to sell it? Well, the people, who knows, never found out, but apparently they want to get out of owning a piece of real estate. Maybe it's a rental property. I don't know. So I said, okay, I'm tempted to use his name and I have to bite my lip. That's why you hear me kind of hesitating and hem-hawing around. But so anyway, I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, if you feel like that the agent broker is not shooting straight with you, well, remember the TV series called The Munsters? And remember Herman? Okay, so during the introduction, they're playing the songs and this and that. And so Herman, he comes busting through a wall of bricks, right? So I always say this, you know, if you can't go in the front door, what do? You go in the back door. Well, what if you can't go in the back door? Okay, well, then maybe find a window or something. Well, what if you can't get in the window? Well, do like Herman Munster and just walk through the wall. Okay, so failure is not an option. And so I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bypass the real estate agent broker who has the listing on the house. And we're going to reach out and contact the directors of the Historical Society. Okay. Make an offer to purchase the Historical Society. So if he buys the Historical Society, he gets the assets, okay, and the liabilities that they have. But the asset is this house, right? If he buys the Historical Society nonprofit, well, then he gets everything that it owns. Interesting, isn't it? Okay. So now when he buys that, he gets the house for free because the Historical Society owns it. Now that might hurt your head a little bit, but what about the agent? What about the broker? Well, the agent broker had the listing on the real estate. Okay. He didn't have a listing to sell the nonprofit. So that thing, as we speak, is still pending. Okay. And so we will see what happens in that. And I will update you on that as we move forward. So think about this. So future deals. Okay. If you feel like you got a similar scenario, and this goes for just about any kind of deal, dirt, mobile homes, marinas, whatever you want, mini storage. I could see where this would apply anywhere. And if there's some kind of outfit that owns it, and I'm not talking LLCs and profitable things and stuff like that, maybe you could buy the entity and then you get the assets to go with it. So I thought that was pretty creative. And so that's a fun way. That's a fun advanced buying tactic that would cause you to win. It's like a little touche with a twist in it. So congratulations. Try to keep that one fresh in your brain, and you can apply that same strategy to a lot of different deals out there. It might be a home run. So with that, adios. Click the follow button, hit the subscribe button, share this, send this to fellow investors. We're rocking and rolling. And send me some comments, okay? If you've got some comments and you like the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast, please bang in some comments down there. I want to see all your feedback and stuff. And this thing is really taking off. And watch for some more fun things coming at you, okay? Adios, have a great day, and see you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.